Part 4. The Wedding. Chapter 12. October.
"Boy, you look darker than me now," Addy said, looking at my tanned skin.
We were sitting in his brother's house in Leicester. I just laughed. It was the middle of October, and I had been back for more than a month. I was working at nights with Addy in a supermarket. The job was not great, but I could save some money and spend time with Addy, who is now a father to his son, Zachariah. My family still believed that I would get married at the end of November. I had decided to let them keep thinking that. Then I would run away about a week before the wedding. Ranjit and Ja said sorry to me, despite not knowing about my dad's plans to leave me in India. But the others were just the same.
"So you're definitely doing the plan?" Addy asked me.
"Definitely, Addy. I've got to do it, for me. I can't live the way that they want me to. Can you see me with a wife at 17? I said.
"Well, look at me, with a kid at my age," he replied.
"Anyway, have you seen Lisa since you got back?" he asked. I looked at him and shook my head.
"Manny, why don't you go and see her mum and ask if she's tried to contact you?" he said.
"I want to, but something stops me, like I'm too embarrassed or scared," I said. Addy thought about it for a second, then gave a big smile.
"If you're not going to see her, she's going to see you. We'll go out on Saturday night, and I'll tell Sarah to invite her. We'll do it as a surprise. Lisa won't even know that you're coming for a drink too."
I spent the rest of that week working at the supermarket and trying not to spend any time with my family. I was just looking forward to Saturday night, hoping that Lisa would be there. On the Friday afternoon, I was in the kitchen making tea when Ranjit came to talk to me.
"We need to start thinking about the wedding, Manjeet," he said.
I carried on making my tea and said nothing.
"Daddy has paid for everything, the hall and the food," he continued.
"Great," I said. He held a piece of paper up to my face.
"The whole cost of the wedding is nearly £10,000, in it," he said.
"So? I never asked him to spend all that," I replied.
"Listen, I know you're still upset about India, but you have to understand. Daddy spent all this money for you. It's your wedding," he said.
"I thought it was yours," I replied.
"Don't try to be clever. I'm just telling you that we're doing all this for you."
I wanted to tell him that I didn't care about money, but I knew that he wouldn't understand.
"I already told you that I'll do it," I said.
"No, you didn't. We told you that you'll do it. You just have to agree," he replied. "I don't care what you do after you get married, but you are getting married. You have to think about our family's reputation."
At that moment, a new idea came into my head. "Okay, I'll do it. But after the wedding, I'm going to do what I want," I said.
"After the wedding, you'll be your own man to live your own life like a good Punjabi," he replied.
I gave Ranjit a half smile when we had finished, but I was thinking about my new plan. On Saturday night, I met with Addy and Sarah in a bar. While they were talking, I walked around. It was busy, and I went to stand outside. After about 10 minutes, I felt a hand on my shoulder. I turned, thinking it was an old school friend, and my eyes nearly fell out of my head.
"Lisa."
"Hello, stranger," she said. I didn't even reply. I just hugged her hard and then stepped back to look at her.
She looked fantastic. Her hair was shorter, and she was wearing a white top. I just stood there staring at her and holding her hand. And then she started to cry. I spent that night with Lisa at her parents' house. She told me that she had missed me as much as I had missed her. She had been worried that I might not come back from India at all. Her parents also welcomed me back like I was their son, telling me that I could stay with them if I wanted to. I told them about my new plan. They were a bit shocked, and Lisa was not sure that it was a good idea, but they understood why I was doing it. 2 weeks later, while I was making a sandwich in the kitchen, my dad came in holding some money in his hand. He was drunk, as always.
"You're a good boy, Manjeet. Here, take this money and buy yourself a suit for the wedding."
"I've got one already," I said, not wanting to take his money.
"No, you have to take it. You've made me proud."
He looked like he was going to cry.
"I remember when I got married. We couldn't afford a suit, so I had to borrow one from my cousin. It was a happy day. The best party of your life is the day of your marriage."
"Yeah, I'm sure it is," I said, but he didn't hear me.
"Here,"
he said, pushing the money into my hand. I counted it quickly. It was about £600, enough to let me complete my plan. I put it in my pocket and said thank you. I felt bad for a minute, until I remembered all the slaps and kicks that I had got from him all my life. I explained my plan to Addy. He was fine with it, but he wanted to know why I didn't just leave now. I told him that I needed to do it this way, to show them that I was going to be who I wanted to be. He understood, but he said, "Do what you need to do, but remember that they'll hate you forever for this." "I know, Addy, and I don't care." "And you know that you'll never be able to go back," he said. I tried to smile, but I couldn't. "I know." "Well, I'm here for you," he said. "Thanks, Addy." "No problem,"